And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just, I lost my words. Solid conservative, just plain right. Oh, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I love this place. All right, y'all laughing at me. What's going on right now?
It sounded like I was like, did he just stumble or is he just going slower?
I was getting the word out, and then you looked at me and made me lose my train of thought right in the middle of it. Okay, let's get back to the regular order of business here.
Regular.
All right, so this is that segment that we usually do on Thursdays, and I needed to just save this one and get it done today.
Yes.
So we can have the both of yous. Welcome back, by the way.
Well,
2 weeks.
Am I on?
Oh, hello.
I thought I noticed that before. Thank you. I know. I'm so sorry to put a little obstacle in the Thursday lineup.
It hasn't quite been the same.
I know.
And Boomer was like beside himself, but
we
made it.
Missed it though.
Well, we missed you being here, so we're glad you're back.
Yeah,
all right, this
you.
Is that section we call Boomer and McQueen. I ask them questions. Later on, we flip the script. They ask me questions. But right now, hit it. All right, you guys. Serious question.
All right.
I ain't playing. The election season. So, all right, we're basically in election season right now. I mean, the commercials are already starting. The platforms are being built. The election season is currently underway. Let me ask you this. I'm not asking who you're endorsing. I'm not asking for any one person. I want to vote for this candidate. I want to know what kind of person you want to see elected to president in 2024. What are you looking for in a president? All right, you've been gone. You go first.
Okay, go. Well, I'll start naming some things. Well, for one, like, you know, in the Pledge of Allegiance or One Nation Under God, that is like the one thing I want to see. I want to see someone that actually is like, we've been trying to pull God out of the pledge and out of the schools, you know, everywhere. And obviously, you know, in a perfect world, I want someone that absolutely loves Jesus. I know that's not always what we're going to get, but at least someone that
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the ideal, but someone that is going to lead us and say, yes, we are a nation founded under God, under these principles, you know, indivisible, like yes. And freedom for all, like that's what we want. I mean, in a nutshell, that's what we want. But to me, that's like one of the number one things, like taking God out of the pledge and kind of almost promoting, you know, atheism, I feel like is where we've been. I want a leader who's going to have the respect of not just our country, but other countries, you know, so that we can be that military power and that powerful America that we once were, that, you know, I think we're kind of almost a joke of a nation at this point. To me, those are some of like the top things for sure.
Okay. All right. What about physical presence? What are you looking for in terms of someone's physical presence, like giving a speech on the stage or whatever else? What are you thinking?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you should not, I don't mean be intimidating, but like you should demand and have a presence that demands attention, you know, mm-hmm. Because you're like, yes, that is who is leading our country. That's who's leading me. I'm going to, you know, you should feel protected. I mean, you really should, as the president and who's leading our country, not like what we have right now, where it's just like kind of a feeble, where you're like, oh boy, like I want someone that has
today?
That, yeah, and you're like embarrassed and whatnot. And then also, you know, like kind of just some of the as far as like policies, I feel like the immigration issue that we have right now is such a huge ordeal. I mean, that's such a huge problem. So someone that's absolutely going to say, no, we are building a wall. We are not letting all these, you know, illegals come in. And then it's turning into a lot more, you know, the crime and everything that just the downward spiral that comes from that.
Okay. So before I switch gears and go to Boomer on it, does it matter to you whether it's a man or a woman?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Mm-mm, no.
All right.
If someone comes in, I mean, if a female came in and I don't mean just fits what I'm looking for, but yeah, and is the best choice for our nation, absolutely. I think that's incredible.
Okay. All right. Boom Shakalaka, what kind of person are you looking for? Not the name, but what kind of person?
Does he inspire or she confidence?
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's one of the big things. Just for our nation, for the people they would be leading, can they lead or do they seem like they could lead during the hard times as well as the easy times?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, how are they in the crisis?
Right. When she was going, I was typing up a few things as well. I don't want them to coddle any particular identity like they are doing now.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So right now they're just pushing and pushing agendas, and that's another thing I wrote down. I don't want any pushed agenda on me. I want them to do what they're supposed to do and lead the nation.
Okay.
Land of the free and free thinking as well. Yep. Not.
Uh-huh. And I said, like, I want them to stand for life, liberty, and free speech.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to advocate for our Second Amendment, not take it away or try to take it away. I want them to not look weak. And when I mean not look weak, I don't want them to look weak on through the policies to other countries. And even physically, like falling down all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, I mean, you look at our
there
Constitution.
There is something to be said about not falling down on the stage when you're the commander-in-chief.
One or two, I know the president is being filmed everywhere they go. Are they going to trip and fall every, maybe. I mean,
sure.
I do.
Yes, I mean, I get it. But there's
you're
a difference
not
president.
In
tripping
right.
and falling and tripping and falling all the time and almost looking weak doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, I did put on there, no pushing your agenda, and then lead by example, and then pro-life.
Absolutely. Well, it's like you take our Constitution and you go, that's what you should be fighting for and protecting. I mean, those should be, I don't know why that's like so archaic now, but it is, you know?
So I'm pretty sure y'all both described not Biden.
Did we do that?
Did we?
Pretty emphatically, yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. And something, maybe both of you said something that triggered this. In the military, we have, it's a thing to have what's called command presence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. the person who, when they walk in the room, you know they're in the room.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean like they're coming in being all bellicose and yelling and pointing and, you know, putting people in push-ups and all that. No. What I'm saying is they have a command presence. You sense what you described as that confidence you get that they are in charge. And they're, it's going to be okay because they're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not have that right now.
And you know they're fighting for your best, you know, your and the nation's best interest.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, if what y'all describe gets elected, I'm going to be a happy man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I agree. I agree, man or woman. I'm not wrapped up, and it has to be a man. Now, I think there are some cultures that will respect a male leader more. But I look at some of the people like Margaret Thatcher. I mean, she was an amazing woman, and she was Prime Minister of England. And she and Ronald Reagan, man, they rocked it mm-hmm. together. And so I'm not wrapped up in whether it's a man or a woman, but I think y'all nailed the characteristics mm-hmm. that I'm looking for too. All right, let me totally switch gears on you. So does it feel to y'all like liberals are more emboldened than ever? Like the things that we're seeing happening would have never been acceptable before. And if so, why do you think that is? And you're first this time, Boone.
Yeah, I think they are more bold than they have been ever before. And the reason I think that is because I just look back on the past few years I look back on the past few years and I see that people are accepting way more agendas and items and things that people they're even saying than they should. It's almost like they're people aren't standing up for what they believe in, and the liberals, but not only the liberals, government and even large corporations and businesses are seeing that. So they're just starting to see what they can get away with and starting to push more and more on us. And then a large part of the population is just going, oh, really? That sounds great. Maybe I'll start believing that instead of saying, no, this is exactly what I believe, and I don't think we should do it.
They're chinking away at the standards and just get away with it.
Yeah.
And chink away a little more.
So I think that's why the liberals are getting more emboldened because they're seeing that population is just accepting whatever they say. And so they're just continuing to, you know, just throw stuff at us.
Is there any one thing at the root of it?
I don't know if there's anything at the root. I just think that they're starting to see that there are some people that are more like a school of fish versus A shark.
Time to swim upstream, I guess. Right. All right, so your thoughts. Are liberals, in your opinion, are liberals more emboldened right now? And if so, like just trying to get away with everything? Or, mm-hmm. or and if so, why?
In a nutshell, yes.
Okay.
I feel like the big problems are, and like Boomer said, especially over the last few years, what we've seen is lack of consequences and lack of consistency. Yeah. You know, like there's not consequences for breaking the law. I mean, we saw so much, you know, I think COVID was a perfect example from all the riots, but I guess we didn't call them riots, you know, the peaceful, whatever.
Largely peaceful protests.
Oh, man. You know, so things like that where there were no consequences for things like that and, you know, tearing up and vandalizing, you know, retail and whatnot. But then at the same time, someone defending their family, you know, and like a kid, you know, they would just, there was no consistency, I feel like, with, just with consequences. And I think it differed depending on maybe what party you were or what your, you know, which way you kind of, your beliefs were depended on or determined how those actions were dealt with.
Okay, well, let me do a follow-up question then. I just thought of this. So can we recoup the lost ground? Is it too late? Has it gone too far down the road? Or can we still recoup the lost ground?
I believe we can.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever too
late. It's never too late. But it all starts, I believe, with our head honcho. That's what the question prior is, if there's confidence and there's actually a leader that is leading our country, then yes, I believe it's never too late to start molding it back the
Absolutely.
Right direction. But if you have somebody up there that's a puppet, you just don't know what's coming
well,
up.
Well, and when you ask, like, what's the root of it, I was going to say my thought was power. I mean, it's power is the root of it, because whether it's media or whether it's government, the people in power, when they're pushing something or accepting something and other things get stifled, I feel like power is truly at the root of why people are emboldened, because of what the people in power believe. And then the media in power is promoting. So.
All right. Societal weakening of the standards, it sounds like. Yeah, I agree. I agree with both of you. I think that there has been an emboldening of the liberal progressive movement on a variety of fronts, whether it be fiscal or social or, you know, whatever. But I think you're absolutely right. I think society has not spoken up enough. Mm-hmm. I think things have been allowed to happen. And then once they go forward three steps, the most they'll take back is one step. But they've already gone up three.
Right.
And so now then they're going to take three more steps and we'll push them back one. And it's just, you know, but I agree with you. I don't think it's ever too late to reclaim lost ground. I think there's room for revival. I think there's room for a reclaiming of policy. I think there's room for reclaiming of politics. And we got to do it.
Yeah. And one more thing is you just spoke on it and it made me think of it is for conservatives, in the years past, we haven't had to really stand up necessarily for everything that we believe in, because it's kind of our nation is built on truth and life and, you know, that free speech. But in the years past, just these past few years, you just seen it start going like this. And now it's almost that we have to learn that we have to stand up.
Yeah. We've been able to be quiet and keep our ideas to ourselves because they were somewhat protected. And I don't feel like that's the case anymore.
Now it's not protected.
Yeah.
Take us to a break, brother. Mm. All right, we'll do it. That's good stuff. All right, we'll come right back. We're with Boomer and McQueen. This segment's going by way too fast. But you guys are going to flip over the script and ask me a question. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, we were hot mic'ing the entire time, so whatever you said in your microphone is probably out there in the ether for all the world.
Well, it was really important and wisdom and lots of wisdom nuggets.
All right, we're flipping the script. Y'all get to ask me a question, any question. So I take it you've got the question based on what you said during the break. So
yes.
So all right, McQueen. Pray tell, what is your question for me?
Okay, so I have not yet seen this, but I have heard that you have seen the new movie, The Sound of Freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I would love to hear your take on it, and also why you think, why is it so important that we have this out there in the theaters? I mean, it's in theaters. It's not just straight to, you know, Netflix or on TV.
Lord, that's a layup question. So first of all, I'll say this: Sound of Freedom, a true story. Mm-hmm. A guy named Tim Ballard was a DHS agent who his gig was to basically arrest perpetrators, pedophiles, and then one day he felt challenged to have to go and rescue the kids themselves, not just arrest the perpetrators, and so that became his mission in life. And he's had a very effective mission. Well, this is a biographical movie. It's amazing to me. We're seeing right now some liberal outlets calling it the next QAnon conspiracy movie is out. I think that was Axios or something like that. Came out with a headline like that. Just ridiculous. It's a biographical movie. It's true. But all that to say, I will say, first of all, the movie was incredibly well done. I mean, highly professional. It wasn't B-grade. You didn't watch it going, well, it's a good story, but the acting, you know. No. Jim Caviezel did an amazing job in his role. But I'll tell you who stole the movie, the children. The children who played the two of the main characters that had been trafficked played their parts so incredibly well that it was moving me to tears a couple of times. At one point, I leaned over to Charlene, and we were in the theater, and I just said, I say kill them all. That's where I was. I was just so, because the movie's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch, but it needs to be watched. The other thing that's really neat about this movie is this is not getting a lot of the usual Hollywood support.
Right. All right? That's another thing I thought that was a little interesting.
I didn't know this until the movie. They had a little I don't want to call it a pitch, but like at the end of the movie, Jim Caviezel talks to the audience and encourages them to tell their friends, because the only way we're going to get this story out is for people to continue to want to see it, to keep it in the theaters. Otherwise, it goes away.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool, actually. But he makes the point that this movie was made 5 years ago. It took 5 years to get it to the theaters.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that at all. But that was significant. But the story itself brings to light the fact that we have upwards of 10 million kids a day that are in human trafficking.
Wow.
That are locked in some form of slavery or prostitution or pornography. The FBI says that there's upwards of 750,000 perpetrators online at any given time around the world trying to find a way to get to your kids or to view things about your kids. And that there are things that they use now that were never available in the past. They can actually get into your house, and they can, I mean, you hear stories about, you know, hacking into the video cam you keep in your baby's room and talking to the baby while you're not in the room.
My gosh.
Just sick, crazy stuff. So this movie deals with all of it, and I think people need to go see it.
Wow.
Why
what?
Why is like the left and or these liberal stations or TV, why are they saying bad things about the movie? Why are they saying it?
Because they're trying to make pedophilia another a gender or whatever, another preference.
Another protected class. Mm. I'll be honest with you, too. I look at it two ways. Number one, I see this as being an aspect of spiritual warfare, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just do. I think there's a spiritual warfare component to this, and I think the enemy wants to protect the enemy's work, right? And so it's trying to keep the message suppressed. On the other hand, just in the terms of the people walking around making their decisions on this earth, I think there are people that are A, embarrassed by it. There are people who are involved in it that don't want the message getting out, and that C, there's a lot of people making a lot of money on this. They don't want anybody taking away their cash cow.
Gosh.
So
that was not my question, but
that was
my question, but I just wanted people to hear why. You know, what were your thoughts? But there, you know, there it goes. Now we're out of time.
Oh, and I had a stupid story.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Boomer McQueen, I'm glad we got it back together this week. McQueen, good to see you. We'll be right back. We're moving forward in the Triple Dipper. We're going to do a round of home fries. Yeah, going to cook up some home fries and see what we got. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.